Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And you got people who don't want to see that.
Has anyone who's catcalled or pulled up next to someone walking ever had any success with that technique? Because it's weird, it's creepy, it's uncomfortable. I don't think anyone who's been wolf whistled at has enjoyed it.
Let's be very clear about two things. If the guy's handsome enough and in the right car, he's gonna get action. Not from all women, but he's gonna have a lot higher percentage of success.
You damn skippy.
And the second point I want to make. Women hate catcalling, but they also love it. It validates them as being sexy and desirable. I'm sure it can get annoying. I'm sure it can make you mad sometimes. But when the catcalling go bye-bye, you're going to be wishing it back. When ain't nobody looking at your old wrinkly ass no more, you're going to be wishing you could get catcalls still.
That is a scientific fact!
But there must be a reason why people continue to do it. Some guy literally just drove past me, drove back, pulled up next to me, was like, hey. I like gave him a weird look because I was like, do I know you? And he was like, no, but I want to get to know you. What? Who are you?
It's a made up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
Yeah, women aren't really worth that much attention. And look, it's not going to work most of the time. I would say it's a waste of time, fellas. Just keep it moving. But one more thing I want to touch on is she's on the internet basically bragging that I'm hot and desirable and a guy cat called me. That's another element we gotta keep in mind.
I found him on Hinge again. I haven't sent him a like yet because my immediate thought was, oh my God, I have to alert everyone. But I found him again. Oh my God. Okay, let me relook his profile and see if I actually thought he was cute. Okay, he's updated his profile and his prompts are now just X because these weren't his prompts before. Okay, let me show you his prompts. Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? I'm not sure.
Search soon.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
Okay, that was really, really stupid. But what I took from this TikTok is women have one guy that they obsess over. All of these dingbats are stalking one particular guy. They'll waste time with you. You know, one of the beta male orbiters. Or even one of the guys she's not really interested in, but he has good sex. So she'll do him, you know, from time to time. But most of these women have one guy that they'll do anything for. And they're, you know, looking at his every post on social media. They're thinking about him all day. And they're just hoping and wishing, pathetically, that one day they could be together. And they never will be.
Like I said, with women, you're better off with them either loving you or hating you. But the worst position to be with a woman is to be hanging out in that middle zone. Because once you hang in the middle, there's no emotions being riled up when you're just in the middle. You're just like, oh, yeah, he's okay. You know, you end up like that. See, he's okay. Does not equal he could fuck me. You see what I'm saying?
And this guy was so desirable to her, she's willing to embarrass herself all over the internet, you know, drooling over his every move.
Men have been literally exposing themselves of being the biggest pick-me's on the planet. It's disgusting. And women, we've come together. We do not want y'all. Now men want to be like, oh, really? Well, we're going to do the 4G movement. Ha! We didn't want you guys first. How old are y'all? This is the exact birth control we needed. What makes you think we'd want to even settle down with y'all and then have kids with your genes?
Look, women have never wanted to reproduce or be with the beta male punks who are pick-me's. I mean, yeah, she's right. Men are the biggest pick-me's. The bottom 80%. But guess what? The top 20% that you really want to be with, they ain't paying your ass no attention. If you could snag one of those guys you really want to snag, you'd be too busy pleasing him and worrying about what he doing. And handling his business he needs you to handle. But those guys don't want you, so you got time to make stupid videos like this.
All those guys that you really didn't want before, they'll happily take you now. Because the guys you want don't want you anymore.
If the only options to reproduce with are women like you, yeah, just let humanity in. You're right, that's the best thing. But yeah, just be very clear. She's not talking about Chad and Tyrone in this video. She's talking about the guys women have never wanted throughout history.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
This isn't a new movement. Ignore 95% of men and be repulsed by them. Nothing new about that.
And do not get me started on the women who are actually agreeing with these men, these women who are kikiing with these men. Y'all are pygmies too, and it's disgusting. We can see the extreme dynamic power difference between men and women.
I'm just trying to see what her claim to importance in the world is. She's average looking. She's clearly not smart. I mean, on this route, she's never going to have a family to speak of. She's never going to have a man she respects to be with her. What is the point of this woman's life? Seriously. Like, I'm not even trying to be particularly mean, but like, what positive is going to come from this woman being on this planet? Like, let me know below. I'm not trying to be funny. Seriously. If she was intelligent, you could say that. If she was talented, you could say that. If she was going to nurture and raise up a family, you could say that. Like, what has she got left?
That's a good question.
Other than being the F-doll to the guy she's the most attracted to. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey, men. I have a question for you. Would you rather have your daughter alone in the woods with a bear or a man? Barely got a brain, a damn shame. The girl can hardly spell her name. Please stitch this, put the comments in, say whatever you want. I really truly want to know the answer to this question. So would you rather have your daughter?
Well, I'd rather have my daughter in the woods alone with a man. The bear's probably just gonna, you know, offer and eat her. The man probably will just F her. So I'm going to go with the man.
What an am I right?
I got a question for you. I know. A legit question for you. If you were to have a long line of women and they were all dressed differently, some were in a suit, some were in grungy outfit, good, some were in a sundress,
ooh,
some were just in, I don't know, t-shirt and shorts. Which one would you go for first?
I'm going to go with the one in the sundress. All the other ones are pretty masculine. But to be honest, I'm going to talk to all of them and see which one is the least annoying and the least hateful and the least bitter and the least obnoxious. Because no matter what a woman looked like, once she opened her mouth, look, that's really what's going to count in the end. Because once she opened her mouth, that's what's going to dictate if I'm able to just be in her presence for longer than 30 seconds.
Bars.
There's two options for women dating between the ages of 20 to 22. And here they are. You either don't, okay? And you wait it out until men hit the maturity curve of about 25.
You're not mature. You bitches are not mature. Where are you getting this from? Just because men don't want to take you serious doesn't mean they're not mature. You need to just look in the mirror and ask yourself some questions. Am I likable to be around? Do I talk too much? Am I too controlling? Am I too overbearing? Ask yourself that before you start shaming men.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Truly, there is no bigger villain than the guy who breaks the heart of your perfect, incredible, stunning, amazing, flawless princess of a best friend. That guy, public enemy number one.
How about you get your own fucking life and stop worrying about your friend? And no, she's not perfect. She's not a princess. She's not beautiful. She's not stunning. She's probably mid. Her personality is probably mid. Her character is probably mid. Her intelligence is probably mid. So on and so forth.
Etc. 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 Etc.
And let's be honest. In your mind, he was public enemy number one before anything bad happened, because he was a threat to your friendship with your perfect princess. You're gonna do everything in your power to make sure she stays single like you. Because being single alone, that's no fun. Jerk off.
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumb ass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got on me.
All right, so I just watched another video of some atrocious statistic around women, and I went to the comment section and I saw this woman commenting, you know, it's because society doesn't view women as human.
I hate to tell you that you couldn't be more wrong.
And I think I've read a version of that comment 100 different times and 100 different posts, and I'm here to just say to all the women and the men that support women, can we take a step back and take our power back? Can we realize that we are society? There is no some magical society elsewhere. Women are society. Okay, I'm going to read some quick statistics here.
I'm listening.
Over 80% of purchases and purchase influence are made by women. Women make 91% of new home purchases. 66% of consumer wealth will belong to women in the next decade.
Men make the money and women spend it. And when women make the money for themselves, they don't invest in their future. They just spend it on dumb shit. Men literally set up everything around you so you can be able to make money to be able to spend on dumb shit. And we produce the dumb shit that you buy. And we ship it to the store. Look, don't get me started.
Etc., 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 etc.
That's from January 2023. We are the ones that make society grow and the economy. We have all the purchase power. We vote with our purchases. So stop buying from companies who have men in leadership positions that do not align with our values.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
I mean, if you really wanted to boycott all the men who didn't agree with some effing this BS, you wouldn't be able to live in your house. You wouldn't be able to drive on the roads. You wouldn't be able to get anything from the store. Like, because men who don't agree with you are involved in all those things. Just, look, never mind. You're an idiot.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
If anybody don't understand that, then God be with him. Go look up the history. Go look up the history. Ain't don't everybody believe in Google?
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.